We waited 30 years.
The wait is over.
But this season,
what happens now?
Champions of baseball.
It's time to defend the crown. This is World Champion Dodger Talk.
It's yours, Los Angeles.
Breaking down the world champion LA Dodgers all season long.
So happy, man.
LA Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Chef Marito.
Seasoning partner of the Dodgers.
Navi and tankless water heaters.
For endless hot water, visit tanklessmadesimple.com.
And by Chevrolet.
Buy new roads.
Don't miss an episode and get all the podcasts on the iHeartRadio app. Now your host, LA's favorite Dodger insider.
The city's favorite son.
Here's David Vassar.
It was a celebration at Dodger Stadium tonight as 52,078 were able to come back to Dodger Stadium and celebrate their 2020 World Series champions, and the Dodgers did not disappoint. They delivered with a 5-3 win over the Phillies tonight on grand reopening night here at Dodger Stadium. Welcome to Dodger Talk. David Vassay live at Dodger Stadium with you until midnight, taking your phone calls at 866-987-2570. We have one line open right now, so I know everybody was very excited about tonight's game and everybody being able to come back full capacity, and the Dodgers definitely put on that show. So if you were at the game tonight, if you were one of the 52,078 that were able to come back on reopening night here at Dodger Stadium, we would love to hear your experience. I had the opportunity to be able to broadcast the pregame show from the pavilion in left field, that very top row. And it was spectacular. It was great to see so many people come up and say hello. I did not see one person not smiling the entire time I was out there. And it felt like the smiles continued during the game, and everybody was just so happy to be back together. I met a very nice family that has had season tickets since the team moved from Brooklyn. It was passed down from their father to them, and they have a whole community of friends around their seats. So it's just a really special time to be a Dodger fan right now. So I hope you enjoyed it. I know the Dodgers definitely fed off the energy tonight. It was great to feel the stadium buzzing before first pitch and then rocking when first pitch was thrown. Brad Paisley did a great rendition of the national anthem. We'll give you a little taste of that in a little bit. But it all in all was a great night here at Dodger Stadium. 52,078 witnessed the Dodgers defeat the Philadelphia Phillies by a final score of 5-3. And I did get a few texts after Mookie Betts hit his go-ahead home run in the seventh inning asking me whether or not that is considered Mookie stepping up, as I was calling for last night and have been basically begging for all season long. Yes, that is considered stepping up. When you have a 3-1 lead, Matt Beatty made a costly error in left field to cost the Dodgers, or Julio possibly winning his 10th game of the season. That was in the fifth inning that the Phillies tied it at 3. You have your superstar, the reason why you traded for him, deliver with a leadoff home run in the seventh inning to give you the lead, and then for added insurance comes up with a big base hit in the eighth inning as well. A single up the middle for an insurance run. Yes, I would consider that stepping up. And in case you missed the news, maybe some of you did because it just happened right before first pitch, and we were also taken off guard during the game when we found out that the Dodgers placed Cody Bellinger on the injured list and recalled Mitch White. I mentioned on Dodger Talk last night that's where it was heading after watching him try to run yesterday, and that's where it ended up. Cody Bellinger on the injured list. He's eligible to be activated next Tuesday when the Dodgers are in San Diego, but I'm not making any predictions when it comes to hamstrings. Those things are very fickle, and as we saw earlier this year, when you try to rush it back with AJ Pollock's hamstring, then you really are in for a heap of trouble because he re-aggravated it and he was gone for a couple of extra weeks. And it's a very fine line that a manager and a GM walk when they're dealing with the player's hamstring, because they are telling you, I'm good. Yeah, I'm running the bases. But I remember Don Mattingly, when he was the manager, say, you don't really know that a player's hamstring is 100% healed until they go out on a rehab assignment and then come back and actually play for you, because maybe even on that rehab assignment, they're holding a little something back to protect it. So the Dodgers won't know until Cody Bellinger plays in a game, but I'm sure they're going to side on the side of caution, err on the side of caution when it comes to his left hamstring. Tonight, Julio Urias drove in his eighth run of the season. That was nice to see. That's one of the loudest moments of the game tonight. The other was Mookie's home run in the seventh inning. And how about Phil Bickford? It looked like it was going to be a repeat of Sunday afternoon. But after he allowed the first two runners to get on base, he found a way to get himself out of that jam. So that was nice to see as well. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to TJ in Fountain Valley. You're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, TJ.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. First, I just want to say you do a really great job, man. I'm a first-time caller. It seems like you really have the pulse of the team, and you do such a great job of relaying that to us, so I really appreciate it, sir.
Oh, thank you, TJ.
Really quick, my question, they've put Lux in the two-hole for the past couple of games, and to me it seems like he's more comfortable down in, like, 6-7 range. I was wondering if you anticipate them maybe going back to CT back at 2 and putting Lux a little farther down the order. I'll hang up and listen to your response. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, TJ. Well, the reason why they're having Lux hit second is because there was a right-hander on the mound the last two nights, and there will be another one tomorrow. And they don't want to stack too many right-handers all in a row against a right-handed pitcher. You had Mookie Betts leading off tonight and Justin Turner hitting third. So they put Lux in between those guys to break up the right-handers, because then you had Will Smith. So you can't have four right-handers, or it's not ideal to have four right-handers in a row at the top of the order. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Kevin, who was at Dodger Stadium tonight. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, David? Long-time listener, first-time caller. How you doing?
Oh, man, that's great. And it sounds like you're still on that high from coming to the game tonight.
Yeah, not just that. I'm almost home. I'm down at the base down in San Diego. I'm 6 miles from the Mexican border, making that trip up to Dodger Stadium.
Wow. That's loyalty right there, Kevin. Did you have a fun time at the game?
Yeah, I did. It was great. Beautiful game. The only thing that got me down is we went back to full capacity, but they're still keeping the small little clear bag, COVID bags type stuff. And that's really doing a bad job for autographers. It just shuts us down, you know.
Autographs are kind of on hold for right now, Kevin. I think they're still on hold. The players are still protected to a certain extent by Major League Baseball. So one step at a time, but this was a big one for sure. Thanks for the phone call. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Laguna Beach. Bill, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Bill.
Hey, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well.
It's a beautiful thing. Dodger Stadium is back to Dodger Stadium with 52,000 people. I have a couple of questions. I was going to ask that if the Dodgers are going to make any moves, since we have three guys out. But probably not. But one thing is why we have so many injuries. The other thing I was going to ask you, I did not get my vaccine.
Oh, no.
So what's the procedure? What's the procedure if I go to the game? What do they require?
For you to wear your mask. And I would strongly encourage you to get your vaccine. It's Science has proven out to be true, Bill. I had my vaccine. Look, I'm feeling good. There's no issues with me. I'm right here talking to you, Bill. I'm feeling good. I could go out to the bars, feel good about it.
Right, right. But I'm
That didn't sell you, Bill? Me standing here feeling good, that did not sell you, did it?
No. I hit needles.
Oh, come on, Bill. It's like a little poke. If I pinched you, that's what it would be like. It's nothing like getting hit by a pitch, 98-mile-an-hour fastball, I'll tell you that.
Okay, I will. Hey, the other thing is,
a good thing either, Bill. Dying is not good. It doesn't feel good.
I know, it's not. Hey, my apology again about Kenley.
Are you apologizing to me about jumping off the Kenley bandwagon now?
Kenley Jensen, man, I'm so happy he's doing great. And
hey, let's make a bet. If Kenley Jensen makes the All-Star team, you get a vaccine, and then you call me back, okay? Let's make a bet.
Oh, yes.
Kenley Jensen makes the All-Star team, you get a vaccine.
I will. I promise you, and I will call you after I get it.
All right, perfect. Thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it. 866-987-2570. Hey, Kenley's got 16 saves. He's one of the best closers in the National League. I know Kimbrel's having a great year. I know the closer Reyes in St. Louis is having a great year, but you don't only take two closers. So I feel pretty strongly if Kenley continues to pitch the way he has, he's going to be seeing the All-Star game in Denver. Let's go out to Clinton, who is at Dodger Stadium tonight. Hi, Clinton. Clinton, you there? He gone. Let's go out to Michael, who was at the game tonight. What's up?
Hey, it's me, first-time caller. I love your radio when I go home from the game, going on the 405, getting back to Orange County. But, the game was awesome. It was grand reopening. It was the first time. It was electric. I don't know if it's first-time calling, but,
What did you check out in the center field plaza? I know I ran into a few fans that loved everything out there, and they even went into the sports bar that could look into the Dodger bullpen. Did you have a chance to do that?
Yeah, I thought it was interesting about, the Dodger Stadium, because I've been to other ballparks, and I realized, I don't want to elaborate too much, but the other ballparks...
I don't want you to elaborate too much either.
Yeah, an unofficial main entrance behind home plate. Dodger Stadium never really had an official main entrance,
right?
Unofficial. And so now that's kind of the area. And I think it's awesome that they did that. And I realized that now visiting other ballparks, they had I'm glad Dodger Stadium really had that. That area is so awesome back there. Everyone needs to come and see it.
Yes, and they call it the front door to Dodger Stadium now. Stan Kasten and Janet Marie Smith, Executive Vice President of Development and Planning, along with the President of the Dodgers, always envisioned a front door to Dodger Stadium. Like you said, that has never been here before, and it certainly is a nice way to be greeted coming into the stadium. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Big Dodger Talk fan, big Dodger fan, Brad Paisley performed the national anthem before tonight's game. And since he is a fan of Dodger Talk, that obviously means I'm a fan of Brad Paisley. So here's a little taste of the national anthem performed by Dodger Talk fan Brad Paisley.
Oh, say does that star spangled
Paisley.
Oh, yeah. That was a great rendition of the national anthem. Brad Paisley made Dodger Talk look good. First caller ever to Dodger Talk to be able to perform the national anthem at Dodger Stadium. That's right. 866-987-2570. Dodgers beat the Phillies 5-3 on grand reopening night here at Dodger Stadium in front of 52,078. Unfortunately, the Arizona Diamondbacks could not helped the Dodgers out tonight in San Francisco. They were one out away from snapping their 20-game road losing streak until Mike Yastrzemski, with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, hit a grand slam for the Giants to help them beat the Arizona Diamondbacks, who are now 20-48. The Dodgers keep pace with San Francisco. They're a game back of the Giants in the NL West. Let's go back out to the phones, and Jerry Hairston Jr. will be joining us at 11:45. Brandon, who was at the game tonight, you're on Dodger Talk, live from Dodger Stadium. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how's it going?
It's tremendous, Brandon.
It's always tremendous with the Dodger W, let me tell you that.
All right, you just did. What else do you have to say?
Absolutely rocking tonight. When Mookie hit that home run in the seventh inning, man, just chills down my spine. It was great being able to give everyone high fives every which way and just everyone come together again as a family. It was amazing. Great time.
Awesome, Brandon. Thanks for sharing. Appreciate that. It was nice to see Mookie Betts put on the show for 52,078. The Dodgers need him. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You know, I could pretend to avoid that subject, but it's hard to avoid that subject when Mookie Betts hasn't come close to playing the way he played last year. And every season, I've been told this by so many different baseball players, every season is unique to itself. And every season has its own unique challenges. And he has had his own physical challenges this year. First couple of weeks of the season, he had a bad back that kept him out of four or five games. Then we heard about a left shoulder issue. So hopefully this continues to go in the right direction for him. Because, you know, when you're dealing with the left shoulder issue, I'm sure there's certain days that that shoulder's not feeling great, and he can't do what he wants to do, and it disrupts his entire hitting mechanics. But tonight, he obviously was feeling good, and he was able to deliver 3-for-5, 2 RBIs, including the go-ahead home run in the seventh inning. 866-987-2570. Let's go out to Noe, who was at Dodger Stadium tonight. Did I say your name right, Noe?
Hey, close enough, man. You know what it is? It's no way. Like, no way, Jose.
No way.
That's how
like,
you say
no
it.
Way.
Yeah, hey, nice to talk
but
to
no
you,
way.
Dave. Hey, it was a great game today, Dave, and it's crazy because we lost three of our top superstars that are on the injured list, and we're putting up the W's. Should be running a nice winning streak.
Yeah, I know what. I think the Dodgers are doing what they're supposed to do against these teams. They took care of Pittsburgh. They took care of the Rangers, and they're about to sweep the Philadelphia Phillies tomorrow. So this is the easy part of the schedule for the Dodgers, and the easy part continues in Arizona as the Arizona Diamondbacks will be hosting the Dodgers this weekend after tomorrow's homestand finale. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Dodgers will be in Phoenix, and then that's when the schedule gets a lot more challenging for this team that is very shorthanded offensively. 3 in San Diego, then you come home and play 4 against one of the hottest teams in the National League, the Chicago Cubs. Then you got 2 against the Giants. Then the Dodgers have to go on the East Coast for 4 against the Nationals and 4 in Miami. So this is the easy part to get them warmed up without Bellinger, without Muncy, and obviously still without Seager. But for them to be able to navigate against better teams, they are going to need performances like this from Mookie Betts. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. In case I brought up the Pirates and the Pittsburgh Pirates, if you remember on the last road trip, Austin Barnes was able to help the Dodgers out by spotting Key Brian Hayes missing first base on a home run. Yeah, it was Barnes, in case you didn't know, that spotted Hayes missing first base. And the Dodgers were able to wipe away that home run in the first inning and actually set the tone for the rest of the game. Austin Barnes joined us on the pregame show, and I brought it up to him, and I don't feel like he has forgotten his contribution that night.
Oh, I forgot about that, but I'll let Walker know every once in a while that he owes me dinner.
Yeah, he does.
Save the guy a home run, he don't even care, you know? Unbelievable.
Has he done anything for you?
No, that's just Walker, though. You know, he loves Walker, so that's it.
Hey, I offered to be Walker's life coach. He's still mulling it over whether or not he wants to take me up on that offer. I'll offer you the same thing. If you want me to be your life coach through fatherhood, I have 2 kids. I have found a way to get through it. You know, I'm here for you.
Yeah, I think that's detrimental to my boy. So I'll take it. Don't worry, Vesa. I appreciate the offer, though. Walker should take you up on that, though.
Yeah. Help me help you. I'm just here to help people in life. I could be anybody's life coach. If you feel like that's a good idea for me to be Walker Buehler and Austin Barnes' life coach, 866-987-2570. You can hear the full interview with Austin on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. He definitely is a servant to the pitchers. They love throwing to Barnes, and he's a catcher, and they usually are the smartest guys on the field. Anybody that plays up the middle, usually they've got a pretty high baseball IQ. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Let's go out to Elijah, who is at Dodger Stadium tonight. Hi, Elijah.
Hi, how are you?
I think everybody's doing pretty good tonight. Everybody came in happy and left happy tonight, Elijah. I hope you did, too.
I sure did. It was a really great game. The only downside was I wish that Blake Trinan, when he got that last play, I wish it would have been overturned, but I'm happy he was able to finish it off.
Yeah, you know, Kenley Jansen had played back-to-back games and or pitched back-to-back games, and they needed to give him a night off. And Blake Trinan is one of those guys that's able to be a big part of this bullpen. And, yeah, his foot was off of first base. That was pretty clear, but the Dodgers wanted to roll the dice on the review. It proved out to be true. The umpire got the call right. But that was a pretty impressive play by Chris Taylor and Trinan to almost get the runner after the ball went off Pujols' glove. And how about Pujols? Moving pretty good over there at first base. He had a couple of hits tonight and also made a nice catch going into foul territory. So Albert Pujols put on a show for the fans as well tonight. 866-987-2570. We have two lines open. We are with you until midnight, but when we continue here on Dodger Talk, we'll check in with Jerry Hairston Jr. from Sportsnet LA. They had a big night out there in the center field plaza on the stage. I saw Nomar Garciaparra signing autographs. An endless line. It made me feel like he was playing again. I even saw him kiss babies. It's incredible what's going on out there these days. Dodgers beat the Phillies 5-3 on AM570 LA Sports.
This is Dodger Talk on your home of the world champion Dodgers. Follow us on Instagram at AM570 LA Sports for more Dodger content.
The home of the Dodgers, AM570 LA Sports.
The 0-2, a fly ball to left center field. This one's got a chance, and it is gone! A home run! Mookie Betts, his eighth home run of the year, has given the Dodgers a 4-3 lead. This crowd is going apoplectic.
That was not fake crowd noise. That was 52,078 at Dodger Stadium hollering for Mookie Betts after he hit the go-ahead home run leading off the seventh inning to help the Dodgers defeat the Phillies tonight 5-3. Mookie added that fifth run with a base hit up the middle in the eighth inning. The Dodgers looking for the sweep tomorrow night here at Dodger Stadium. Welcome back to Dodger Talk. David Vasse live at Dodger Stadium until midnight. 866-987-2570 is the phone number. Daniel's Jewelers home run forecast congratulates Ramon Rodriguez of Whittier, who receives a $50 Daniel's Jewelers gift card for correctly predicting the number of home runs in the game. For your chance to win a $50 gift card, good at over 100 Daniel's locations, go to AM570LASports.com and type in the keyword home run. There was a lot going on here at Dodger Stadium before the game. Center field plaza was filled with former Dodgers, Steve Yeager, Ron Say. You had the Sportsnet LA crew out there on stage, Jerry Hairston Jr., Nomar Garciaparra was signing autographs, kissing babies, and Jerry joins us right now. Jerry, you leaving the parking lot right now?
I just left the stadium, man. I tell you what a special night it was at Dodger Stadium. You know, I've been going to baseball games since I was about 2 or 3 years old. I grew up in the game. And what they have done to remodel the entryway, Dodger Stadium now has a front door. It is epic. The fans love it. And to hear 52,000 screaming fans tonight. It was special. My kids, I was able to bring my kids to a game. They haven't been to a Dodger game in over a year and a half. They loved it. And the night was perfect. Brad Paisley started the day off. Great national anthem. Got the goosebumps flowing. And Julio did a great job. And Mookie Betts. Special night. You know, superstar players, man. And make no mistake about it. Tonight was a huge game. Superstar players love the big stage, and Mookie Betts is one of them. He had a huge night.
Yeah, can he continue it, Jerry? I was speculating that maybe some days the back, the shoulder aren't feeling great, and maybe that's why it's been such an inconsistent season for him.
Yeah, and you're talking about two injuries. You know, talking about the back, what happened early on, that's debilitating, man. You really can't do a whole lot of things, or at least you can't beat yourself. And Mookie relies on his total body. He relies on gaining so much torque when he swings the bat. You know, he's not 6'4", 6'5". I mean, he needs his whole body to have that bat speed and generate power. And then with that front lead shoulder, the left one, when he's swinging a bat, that's very important to a swing. You have to be able to keep that closed so your mechanics do not break down. So hopefully he's starting to get healthy. And we know when he's healthy, he is a special player.
How about that eighth inning, Jerry? It felt like Bickford was in the same mess that he created on Sunday against the Rangers, but he was Dave Roberts, give him credit, he stuck with him and he found a way to get out of it.
Yeah, can't walk the leadoff hitter and then next fall, the next batter with another walk. Two guys on, and I love what Mark Pryor did, the pitching coach. He came out, kind of settled him down. I'm sure he got him to laugh a little bit. Hey, man, this is your inning, man. Go out there, do your thing. He started using his slider more, and when he started using that slider, I think that got his fastball back where it needed to be, a new release point. So huge strikeout on McCutcheon, big part of the game. And for him, after striking on McCutcheon, to see him kind of settle in. And then once he got out of the inning unscathed, the Dodgers were ready to roll.
Jerry Hairston Jr., analyst from Sportsnet LA, is joining us. Jerry, the topic of the day was that Major League Baseball put out a memo on some of the penalties they would hand out if a pitcher was caught with any kind of foreign substance on their hand that gave them a little bit more of a grip than they should have on the baseball. But I'm a little concerned that baseball went a little bit too far. As a former hitter, do you feel like baseball went too far? Don't they have to find a middle ground to allow pitchers to get some sort of grip on the baseball?
I agree, Dave. And it could be a little scary for a hitter, you know, if they can't have a grip on the baseball. Because sometimes, you know, depending what park you're at, some baseballs are a little slicker than others. And if a guy throwing 95 to 100 miles an hour doesn't have a good grip, the ball can get away from him and get hit in the head. So Trevor Bauer, we had him on the pregame show. I tell you what, everybody should see that portion of our pregame show. He could not have said it any better, the way he worded everything. Hopefully Major League Baseball sees that and takes that into account. We as hitters want pitchers to be able to get a grip on ball. Listen, infielders, when I played short third base, I got a little rosin, a little pine tar on my glove just to make sure if I was at a ballpark where it's really humid, if I couldn't get a good grip on the baseball, I made sure I got a little stuff like that so I could get a good grip on the baseball. So, and I think Trevor brought it up. You know, what if I'm hitting? Because remember, pitchers hit in the National League, and I get a little pine tar on my batting gloves. I'm taking my batting gloves off. I get a little pine tar on my hand. Is that a foreign substance? Can I get thrown out of the game because I went up to hit and used a little pine tar when I'm swinging the bat? So it's a slippery slope, man, and it's going to be a crazy month or so. And seeing how umpires try to be the judge and jury on the fly. Major League Baseball put the umpires in a tough position, so it's going to be interesting these next several weeks.
Well, Major League Baseball wanted umpires to get hitters into the batter's box a lot quicker. They don't seem to really focus on that too much. I'm starting to have more faith in umpires, Jerry, that they'll have a little bit of common sense in whatever they find, if they find anything on a pitcher, if it's something as simple as what you were describing compared to what pitchers were using that went over the line with that spider tack.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If it's spider tack, okay, that's when the pitcher is getting a huge advantage on a hitter. We want that eradicated from the game. And I think you can do that and still allow pine tar, still allow a rosin to be used. And like I said, you ask any hitter, you want the pitchers using a little bit of pine tar, a little bit of rosin. That way they can use that to grip the baseball, and then when the ball comes out of their hands, it's natural. It's a natural breaking ball, natural fastball-like action. So hopefully cooler heads will prevail the next month or so. We get this thing squared away.
Jerry, great stuff. Thanks a lot for checking in, and it was a fantastic night for everybody, and I'm glad you were out there on the stage at Sportsnet LA.
Incredible night. I'll tell you what, fans, if you haven't got to Dodger Stadium tonight, try to get out there. It is great. Families had an incredible time tonight. Just really good to see Dodger fans having a good time.
Awesome. There he goes, Jerry Harrison Jr. from the Sportsnet LA studios. Dodgers beat the Phillies tonight 5-3 in front of 52,078 on Justin Turner bobblehead night and reopening night. Let's go back out to the phones. We've had a lot of people being patient out there. Man, we've been keeping Kate in Galveston, Texas waiting. Kate, thanks a lot for being patient. Appreciate the phone call.
No problem, man. I've been a Dodger fan since I was 6 years old in 1986. I was 8 years old the last time they won, and I remember it a little
bit. What do you mean the last time they won? They won last year.
No, that's what I'm saying. And then I was at Game 6 and Game 2 of the World Series last year, and it was so many emotions, and I'm glad I went. Today's game was awesome. That lady's stretching her arm to get that ball was a classic moment. And I'm so glad the fans get to get back in the stadium. And I have tickets for September 15th against the Diamondbacks, and I will be out in LA for that.
Yeah, that'll be a win for sure. Thanks a lot for the phone call. We have a full board of calls, so I want to try to get everybody in before we say goodnight. Mikey, who was at the game. What's up, Mikey? You're on Dodger Talk.
Hey, what's up, man? Just shout out to Mookie Betts tonight. He went 3-for-5 with a clutch home run in the 7th. It was electric. I'm just glad he was able to finally share it with a full house at Dodger Stadium of, what, 52,000? So yes. Shout out to Mookie.
Yeah, for sure. And do you feel like I was his inspiration, his motivator, Mikey, after what I said last night?
Oh, yeah, man.
God, you did not sell that. Let's go out to Ricardo. Chino Hills, you're on Dodger Talk with David Vasse. Hi, Ricardo.
What's up, David Vasse? You know, big Dodger fan here. You know, we're at the game tonight, and I was just kind of disappointed at the end. I felt like the scoreboard kind of showed a 3-1 count there at the end with Trinan and Realmuto, and the electricity was out of the game. We did not know that was a strike 3 call. We thought it was a strike 2 call. That was just crazy.
Okay, is that your...
What's up, David? Big Dodger fan here.
Now you want to listen to yourself. All right. Sometimes it's better just to say goodnight, but we'll try one more time. Let's end it on a good note. Ned in Pasadena, you're on Dodger Talk. You're our final caller of the night. What's up, Ned?
Yeah, thanks. Jerry Harrison took part of my point when he was talking about the way that Phil Bickford switched from those first two walks where he was throwing nothing but fastballs.
Yeah.
And they were not going over the plate. And since I'm following it on computer and I don't get to hear the broadcast, I was wondering who went out. They said there was a mound visit, so I guess it was Mark Pryor who went out and kind of gave him the idea, you know, maybe try some of your other stuff around the fastball. And what Scott switched up there really worked. I also figure, since you probably saw everything in real time or had a television handy, you'll know how the third out in that eighth inning was recorded. It was a play by Justin Turner. He stepped on third base to record the third out and force out Travis Jankowski, a really fast runner. How was that ball hit to Justin Turner?
It was hit sharply. It wasn't a close play, and he made a nice play, and that was a big way. That was a big point in the game for Bickford to be able to get out of it. All right, I lied. We're going to take one more phone call. We're going all the way up to Anchorage, Alaska, because Kyle has been waiting for an hour. Kyle, thanks a lot for being so patient all the way up in Alaska.
No, David, I appreciate it. Long-time listener, first-time caller from Santa Clarita originally. You know, I just want to say it was emotional to watch the game today. Holding my 8-month daughter, my wife looks at me at the start of the game, and I'm tearing up, and she's wondering what the heck, this is just another Dodger game. But she didn't realize, you know, we had 42,000 fans there. And
52,000.
Yeah, I think that's what I said. They're not.
You shortchanged them by 10K. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Kyle.
Okay. A symbol that speaks just more than just baseball. We're getting back to a place as a country, and that felt good. And a happy early Father's Day to my dad, who was at the game, and my sister. So was there with them in spirit. And I just wanted to get your take on this. I mean, I know we have a small sample size here, but a packed house seemed to be just what the doctor ordered. I mean, we saw Mookie really step up to the plate. It seemed like his at-bat was far more concentrated than previous at-bats. Also, I wonder if that had an effect on Bickford, who has looked pretty shaky and seemed like he was able to tighten up his game, obviously, in the middle of the inning.
I don't think the Mookie home run had an effect on Bickford. I think Mark Pryor had an effect on him.
I'm saying the energy of the stadium. I mean, the 12th man, so to speak.
Yeah, maybe. I think, I'll still stick with Mark Pryor. I'll still stick with Mark Pryor. Kyle, I got to run. We're past midnight right now. Call back again, okay?
I appreciate your time. Yeah.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. That'll do it for us from Dodger Stadium. Thanks a lot for being with us. Hope all of you that came to Dodger Stadium enjoyed it. 52,078. Watch the Dodgers beat the Phillies by a final score of 5-3. Tomorrow, the finale of this 6-game homestand. Clayton Kershaw will be on the mound looking to help the Dodgers sweep the Phillies. He is 8-5 this year with an ERA at 3.39, going up against right-hander Zach Wheeler. He is 4-3 with an ERA of 2.29. Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck begins at 6 o'clock tomorrow night with first pitch at 7:10. Thanks to Colin Yee back at our Burbank studios. Thanks to Dwayne McDonald out here at Dodger Stadium. And thanks to you for listening. Once again, just in case you missed the show, you could podcast it on the iHeartRadio app or at am570lasports.com. Once again, the final score from Dodgers Stadium. The Dodgers defeat the Phillies 5-3. Have a great rest of your morning. Talk to you in a few hours. See ya.